Welcome into the PFF NFL Daily. Today discussing Deshaun Watson, maybe some trade rumors. Should the Texans trade him? And if they do, what would they command in return? It's all brought to you by DraftKings. Playoffs? You want to talk about playoffs? Yes, that's right. Football's playoffs start this weekend, and there's no better place to get in on all the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. If you haven't checked out the app yet, there's no better time to sign up and start cashing in. Celebrate the most exciting time of football season. DraftKings is giving you the chance to double your money. All it takes is one touchdown to be scored during Saturday's football games. That's right. Once you opt in, place your bet, all you have to do is sit back and wait for a touchdown. While we're all excited for football, let's not forget the 2021 basketball season has kicked off. So head over to the app right now. Check out all DraftKings daily odds boosts. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code PFF when you sign up to have a shot at doubling your money if a touchdown is scored in one of Saturday's games. That's promo code PFF for new players to get a shot at doubling your money. For a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. All right, Sam, I don't know if the rumors are true or not, but I don't care. I think it's an interesting discussion point because it's a franchise quarterback, a top five, top three type of quarterback. And if he was available on the market, what would he bring back? What kind of value could the Texans get for Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, well, let's start with, I do not think that the Houston Texans should trade Deshaun Watson. They're in a hole. They've got not a ton of cap space. They've got not a ton of draft picks, having traded them all away for Deshaun Watson and Laremy Tunsil. So, you know, you can look at this and say they don't have much to be able to build a championship caliber roster, but you have the single most important piece, which was Deshaun Watson. Don't undo that, get rid of the one piece you have, and then try and build from the ground up again. That's ridiculous. I understand he would bring a massive trade haul back, but you need him. Like, this is the jackpot. This is what everybody's chasing when they look for a top end quarterback. Don't get rid of it.
So let's start with that point, though. Let's start with that point and why he's so special right now. And he spent the 2018 and 19 season and grading in the 80s, 80 and 82. And we always said, look, if Watson just avoids bad games, if he just has, because there's two, three, sometimes four times a year where he's just not good, fumbling, turnover-worthy plays, whatever it might be. 2020, he avoided it, and he avoided it in a situation where the Texans were losing. You were supposed to have bad games, and he didn't grade below 65 in one game. Have we truly seen him go from what I would consider tier two, a tier two quarterback, still top 10, into that top echelon of quarterback? Is he there right now?
I think so, with the caveat that you can always take a step back. You know, look at Russell Wilson this year. Russell Wilson last year and the year before was where Deshaun Watson is right now, which is he didn't really have a bad game. He was playing pretty spectacularly week in, week out, and wasn't getting the recognition. And then this year he started having some bad games again. We had a few poor Russell Wilson games. So I think Deshaun Watson is there. But that doesn't mean he can't regress again and go back to having a few of those four games in a season. But, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. He led the league, is that right, in passing yards, or was second? 42 big-time throws, 14 turnover-worthy plays, which is a tiny number. That's two more than Aaron Rodgers. And Rodgers is, like, the most, not risk-averse, but one of the most careful quarterbacks in the NFL in terms of making turnover-worthy mistakes. Brady and Rodgers were at 12, Deshaun Watson at 14. That is six fewer than Patrick Mahomes. And the critical point is he did all this with his own team removing his best weapon from him, basically saying, all right, Deshaun, it's all on you now. We'll bring in Brandon Cooks, but you've got to get this done. He did. He took a step forward. He played the best football of his career. His numbers speak for themselves. His PFF grade jumped, you know, up into the 90s from the 80s. He became the quarterback that everybody is chasing. Now, Patrick Mahomes, you know, if you're redrafting tomorrow, Mahomes would obviously be number one, but Watson might be number two.
All right, well, let's discuss why this could even be a viable rumor, because franchise quarterbacks at this level just don't get traded. But Bill O'Brien was the coach. He got fired. It was New England-centric, you know, New England transplants when it comes to Bill O'Brien, and now they're bringing in essentially Bill Belichick's right-hand man in player evaluation in Nick Caserio. He's the new general manager. So it's a new face coming from the New England Patriots. So I think people are hypothesizing that after a failure, you know, Bill O'Brien's failure, they're going to bring in Nick Caserio. And then is he going to bring Josh McDaniels with him? And all these rumors that there's Adam Gase coming in and, you know, Matt Patricia coming in. So there's these New England-centric rumors. And I think people are, again, hypothesizing, or there's, you know, leaks out there just to get some leverage that maybe Watson would want out of Houston.
I mean, he might want out of Houston. That doesn't mean they're going to want to trade him. I think the offer would have to be massive for Deshaun Watson to get traded. And that's the same with any truly elite quarterback, and that's why it never happens. It's why it would be pretty much unprecedented for a quarterback as good and as young as he is to get traded at this point. So it would take some spectacular trade offer to make that happen. Now, that's not to say that's completely beyond the realms of possibility. And I think there's a couple of teams out there with both the ammunition and potentially the motivation to make that happen. I floated before when we were talking and on Twitter that one that would be really interesting is Miami. You know, Miami have found themselves in this weird situation where they're actually good. They should have made the postseason. They missed out. But because of the Houston trade for Laremy Tunsil, they have the number 3 overall pick. And they also pick at number 18, their own spot. And they have Houston's second round pick, which is what, like pick 35? So they got 3 picks in the top 35 of this draft. And, you know, a potential decision to make on Tua, compared with a guy like Justin Fields or Zach Wilson at the top of this draft. What if instead Miami said to Houston, we'll give you back number 3, we'll give you number 18, we'll give you number 35, and we'll give you Tua. All we want is Deshaun Watson back so that we immediately start our Super Bowl window right now. We don't have to screw around worrying about whether Tua develops or if we upgraded with Justin Fields or Zach Wilson. We will take Deshaun Watson right now and give you 2 firsts, Tua and an almost first.
So I think from let's go to what the baseline should even be from a value standpoint before it's a fascinating scenario. And the only way, here's the reason why it might be attractive to Houston. Watson's in his prime. He's about to head into year 5. We just talked about how great he is. Their roster needs work. It is going to be very difficult to overhaul that thing in a year. J.J. Watt just apologized to Deshaun Watson for wasting one of his years as they were walking off the field. How are they not going to waste one of his years next year? How it's going to take a miracle just to get, they probably need 5 or 6 legitimate contributors on defense, if not more. The offense is still pretty solid. Maybe they could turn it around, but it's going to be difficult. So the appealing part would be accelerating the rebuild. The problem I see is just the baseline of what you would ask for in return. We've seen Khalil Mack bring back multiple first rounders, Jalen Ramsey, multiple first rounders, Laremy Tunsil, multiple first rounders. With Watson, it would almost have to be 3 firsts and 2 twos just off the top, you know, just at a baseline. I've seen even more than that thought about, you know, 3 firsts, 3 seconds, and a player. It's been discussed as like a bottom line. What's the minimum you would have to get back for Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, I think at least 3 first round picks or the equivalent of 3 first round picks.
Like a Tua.
Right. And that's if you assume Tua is still worth a first round pick as of now. There's no guarantee that he is. Like, Josh Rosen's value tumbled from a first to a second within a year, albeit after they drafted his replacement. So, you know, Tua might not be seen as a first round pick, even though he was drafted higher and hasn't been as bad as Josh Rosen in year 1. But these are the kind of things. And honestly, the question would be whether it's worth it. And I think it probably is. Like, quarterback is so transformative, particularly one as good as Deshaun Watson, that if you, like, it's going to hurt, right? It's going to cause you some problems down the line, giving up that much draft capital. On the other hand, answering that question firmly and finally and just getting it done is potentially worth it.
I mean, if you're the Dolphins or another team, absolutely I would do that, because there are strategic ways around it, right? And what the Texans should have done a few years ago when they traded up for Watson is gotten as much draft capital as possible, traded down, and brought more people in. Instead, they went the opposite way, went for some stars, and they lost all their depth. There's an answer in Miami. They've already done a great job having so much draft capital. That's easy. There's no way I'm doing that, though, if I'm the Texans. I'm with you. I'm not trading Deshaun Watson, because then you have to spend those next three firsts, or hoping that Tua is the guy, you have to figure out who the next guy is. And we've seen what that looks like for certain franchises when they can't find a guy. So I think if you're Houston, the roster looks bleak right now, but Deshaun Watson's your guy. Stick with him. Build around that guy.
The only comp in terms of like actual cost would be the ill-fated Herschel Walker trade. Go all the way back to 1990, the trade that started the Dallas Cowboys dynasty. The Minnesota Vikings essentially traded Dallas their first and second round pick for three straight years, a third in the third year and a sixth in the first year. Like, that's the kind of thing it would take.
Yeah, and the only team... So that one, maybe the Texans consider it, but it's different when you're trading a running back versus trading a quarterback. So
yes,
if the teams that could handle giving up that draft capital are teams like the Dolphins, who have drafted a ton in recent years already and already have a really young team. But if I'm Houston, I'm staying put. Maybe it's much ado about nothing, but not here on the PFF NFL Daily. It's a great 10-minute analysis on what we would do with Deshaun Watson and what he's worth. Let us know, would you ever trade Deshaun Watson, or what would he be worth? It's a PFF NFL Daily.